Good Friday morning, my friends. Wow, we've made it through a week together, haven't we? It is great to be able to start my morning together with each of you in God's Word. Today we're in John chapter 1, beginning verse 19. And today's reading begins with John the Baptist being questioned by the religious authorities who wish to know if he's the Messiah. And John responds by saying that he is not. When John sees Jesus the next day, he testifies that Jesus is the Son of God. And God's saving word for us this week is joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. So, let's begin reading John chapter 1, beginning at verse 19. The Jewish authorities in Jerusalem sent some priests and Levites to John to ask him, "Who are you?" John did not refuse to answer, but he spoke out openly and clearly, saying, "I am not the Messiah." "Well, who are you then?" they asked. "Are you Elijah?" "No, I am not," John answered. "Are you the prophet?" they asked. "No," he replied. "Then tell us who you are," they said. "We have to take an answer back to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" And John answered by quoting the prophet Isaiah, "I am the voice of someone shouting in the desert, 'Make a straight path for the Lord to travel.'" The messengers who had been sent by the Pharisees then asked John, "If you are not the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor the prophet, why do you baptize?" John answered, "I baptize with water, but among you stands the one you do not know. He is coming after me, but I am not good enough even to untie his sandals." All this happened in Bethany on the east side of the Jordan River, where John was baptizing. The next day, John saw Jesus coming to him, and he said, "There is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is the one who I was talking about when I said, 'A man is coming after me, but he is greater than I am, because he existed before I was born. I did not know who he would be, but I came baptizing with water in order to make him known to the people of Israel.' And John gave this testimony, 'I saw the Spirit come down like a dove from heaven and stay on him. I still did not know that he was the one, but God, who sent me to baptize with water, had said to me, you will see the Spirit come down and stay on a man. He is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. I have seen it,' said John, 'and I tell you that he is the Son of God.'" And today's key verse is John 1, verse 29, where he writes, "The next day John saw Jesus coming to him, and he said, 'There is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.'" You know, beloved, when you think about it, John the Baptist had quite an interesting life. Everybody knew that he was destined for greatness. He would be some kind of a great prophet or whatever. And here he is, just a few months older than Jesus. And we know that Jesus was 30 years of age when he started his life. So here's John, probably, you know, not much older, maybe 30, 30 and a half, something like that. And he's just been out there. He's been telling people, "Get ready. The Messiah is coming. The Anointed One is coming. The Christ is coming. And we must be ready when he gets there." And yet he didn't know who that was. And so he gets questioned by the authorities, you know, gets pulled over, you know, "Sir, we need to have your driver's license, proof of insurance, and registration," you know. And, you know, they start giving him the old, you know, once over. And John tells him, "No, I'm not anything important. I'm just the one who is crying in the wilderness, 'Get ready, make way, make straight the way of the Lord.'" And so the little gophers, the little minions of the Pharisees, had to go back and tell their bosses, "He says he's not the one that we've been waiting for, and he doesn't seem to know, you know, who that Messiah may be." But God had made a promise to John. You will see, he told John, a man, and you will see a dove ascending or descending upon him. And that's the Messiah. That's the one who is going to baptize people with the Holy Spirit. And so all of a sudden, in one day, John's life makes sense. In one day, it all comes together. He sees the dove descending upon Jesus, and now his life's calling is complete. What a wonderful day that must have been for John. Let's go ahead and pray. Lord Jesus, you are indeed the Lamb of God who takes away my sin, and you willingly sacrificed your life for my sake and rose again to free me from the bondage of sin and death and granted me eternal life. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for loving me so. Amen. Well, that brings our week together to a close, beloved. Monday, we'll be back here bright and early, Lord willing, and we'll be in John chapter 1, beginning verse 35, where Jesus calls his first disciples. But please, don't hesitate to be in the chapel services on Sunday. I understand if you're sick and you just can't make it. Don't forget that we also provide all those services on Zoom and on Facebook. And so I look forward to seeing you again, beloved. Until next time then, may God's richest blessings be yours.